The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 13th May, Yud Tes Iyar, Reb Pinchas Adler, counting the days makes the days count. First of all, thank you to Reb Dudi and his team for inviting me. You should have the koiches and siyata d'shmaya to continue your incredible abot satayah. Dudi's greatest nachas must have been when his son Sruli, my cherished Talmud of 5 years ago, gave the most beautiful shtukul Torah, vegan deal at the end, in Rashi, herhina yetzloi, on Chol Moed Pesach. Sruli should continue to go michal el choyel, and you should have endless nachas from him, and your whole mishpoch in gesund, v'ezat Hashem. I would like to dedicate this shiur le'ilui nishmas my grandmother, Maile Bas Harav Elio, Lady Jacobovitz, whose yahrzeit is on Sunday, the 10th yahrzeit. In the first part of the shiur, I would like to be magdir and define the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, and in the second part, to discuss the extreme relevance of the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer to our daily avodas Hashem. Usfartem lochem imochas ha-shabos, miyoyim aviyachem es oyim ha-tenufa, sheva shabosois, timimois tiyena. A posuk in last week's parasha. A similar posuk in parasha today, shiva shavuos tispo loch, mehochel chemish bakoma, lispo shiva shavuos, a mitzvah to count the days and weeks from Pesach until Shavuos. Now, most mitzvahs, unless it's a choyk or a gveis ha-kosev, we can understand the purpose, the meaning, the oiftu of the mitzvah, the moshel, matzah on Pesach, we understand, we're reenacting what they did, and we understand by taking the matzah in, with coming imbued with emunah, karbakoisis in the moshel, we understand, derecheres. But what exactly are we achieving by counting days, by announcing that today is this and this day in between Pesach and Shavuos? What are we doing? What are we achieving? What's the meaning of this mitzvah? Another aspect that I want to address is the name of the mitzvah. Sfiras ha-oimah. We say in the bracha, Asher kizishonu b'mitzvot v'tivonu, al sfiras ha-oimah. In what way is it a counting of the oimah? The oimah was the beginning of the harvest, the ratios of the ketzira, the barley that was brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Tenufa was done with it. A korban was brought. But that was all on the second day of Pesach. In what way is the counting, which Enchanami starts then, but how is it a counting of that, a sfira ha'oima, a sfira of the oima? The Lashon of the Rambam and the Torah is that we're counting the yemois ha'oima, days of oima. In what way are these yemei ha'oima, days of oima? What's the shaykhs of all these days to the korban oima? In Parshas Emor, the Pasuk of Usfaratim Lachem, so it ends, Sheva Shabbos Pnimis Tiena, and immediately the next pasuk begins, Ad Machas HaShabbos, Tisburu Chamishim Yoyim V'Krav Temich HaKadosh Ad Hashem. So it sounds, that not only are we counting from Miyoyim Aviyachem Esoyim, from the Avos Esoyim, but we're counting to the Mich HaKadosh of Shavuos. And similarly the pasuk in Pashas 8, Sheva Shavuos, Tisburu Lach, Mehoch HaChemish Bakom HaTocha Lispo, Sheva Shavuos, and straight away, V'otizu Chak Shavuos Hashem Nekecha. As though the counting taking from the beginning of the harvest and leading to Shavuos. In fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chagiga says that the Mekor, that there's a week for the Korbanos, for the Tashlumin of Shavuos, is Ma Chodesh Limnuyov, Af Atzeres Limnuyeha. Just like Rosh Chodesh, the amount of time that Rosh Chodesh takes a day is one of the units of the month, one of the units that we count up through the month, the days of the month. The month is made up of units of days. And Rosh Chodesh is the same amount of time as one of those units. So too, Shavuos, says the Gemara, should be a unit of what was counted. And we didn't just count the days, we counted the weeks as well. So at least B'negei the Korbanos, Shavuos should be a week. So we see clearly, the counting brings the Shavuos. Which brings us to our first understanding in the mitzvah, as follows. Unlike the other Yom Tovim, Shavuos is not a date in the calendar. It's not a tarikh. It's 50 days after Pesach, regardless of whether Nisan and Iyar are Mole or Chosa. It makes no difference how many days in Nisan and Iyar. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. So maybe the plain Havona of the Mitzvah is to keep Cheshbon, to keep track, to make Shavuos at the right time. Similar to Mitzvah in this week's Parasha, of Sfiras Shemitah V'Yovelis. We're based in count the years to know exactly when Shemitah and Yovel is. The Rambam and the Chinuch Paskin are based to make a bracha on Sfiras Shemitah V'Yovelis. They have a mitzvah to keep track of Shemitah and Yovel by counting the years. And the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah clearly compares Sfiras HaOmer to Sfiras Shemitah V'Yovelis. So it's definitely plausible that the nature of the mitzvah is simply to keep track of when Shavuos is. The Ramban, however, in Parshas Emor, is mistapik whether Sfiras Shemitah V'Yovelis is a mitzvah, like Sfiras HaOmer, or not. Maybe it's like, he says, Sfiras Zovin, where Sfiras Zovin, says the Ramban, is just Shalo Yishkechu, that they shouldn't forget where they're up to in the Shiva Nikiyim. And the Ramban considers that definitely not to be a mitzvah. So he says, V'chein, and so also, V'sofarta lecha, the pasuk in this week's parashah in Bahar, of V'sofarta lecha of Yovel, she'tizkei b'mitzvah shalei tishkach, might just be that you should mention the number of where you're up to in the Cheshbon of the Shemit and the Yovelis, so you shouldn't forget. Or maybe, not the Ramban, no. Maybe she'u beisin agobu chayovin listra shonim shvuos, he writes, B'roish koshona, ulevorech aleim, k'moish anasu b'svirz oimit. Maybe no. Maybe the counting of the Shemitah and the Yovelis is a mitzvah with a bracha, like Sfiras HaOmer the Ramban. See, the Ramban is very clear that Sfiras Zovin, on the one hand, is definitely not a mitzvah. Sfiras HaOmer, on the other hand, definitely is a mitzvah. And he's mistapik about Sfiras Shemitah and the Yovelis. So the implication is that if Sfiras Shemitah and the Yovelis is just to keep track, it's just to keep a cheshbon of the Shemitah and the Yovelis, then it's definitely not a mitzvah, like the Ramban says, like Zovin. Which is definitely not a mitzvah, says the Ramban. Or maybe, says the Ramban, it's something more. It is a mitzvah, which means it's something more. It's not just to keep track, like Zovin. It's a mitzvah, like Sfiras HaOmer. Which means it comes out, if it is a mitzvah, and Sfiras HaOmer, which is definitely a mitzvah, it's something more. It's something beyond simply counting. And we have to understand what the mitzvah is beyond keeping track. Another strong smach to say that Sfiras HaOmer is more than just keeping track is the din of Tmimus. Why should it be, according to the Ba'ag, that just because a person misses a day of Sfira, he shouldn't be able to get back into the Cheshbon to know when Shavuos is? He should make Shavuos on the wrong day? Or, the Moshul, the din that the Taz brings, that Tmimus is mechayiv, that we should daven Maariv on Shavuos, first night of Shavuos, we should daven Maariv after Nacht, not to take away from the HaOmer. Now, if it's just to keep track of when Shavuos is, what are you taking away by bringing Shavuos in early? Or, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that on the first night of Sfira, on the second night of Pesach, we should count as early as possible because of Tmimus. And there are others who say that, according to Tosfos, that every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, so we should count as early as possible every night. Now, if it's just a mitzvah to keep track of the Cheshbon, what's missing if we count later? And this brings us to our second tzadim understanding of the mitzvah, and that is the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Emor. The Meshech Chochma discusses why is it that even though both by Zovah and by Sfiras HaOmer, the Torah uses the Lashon of Sfira, the Sofra Lo, and Ufartem Lochem, and yet by Sfiras HaOmer there's a chiyuv to clearly announce b'peh which day and week of the Sfira is, but by Zovah there's no such chiyuv to speak out what day it is. And he explained that the word Sfira doesn't mean to count, the way we understand it. It means, in the words of Meshech Chochma, Al sheyehei meshuna mizulosai b'mechuvan, to make something stand apart and be different from the others. The word misperayim is used for scissors, because scissors make things stand apart from each other. Sefor in the Gemara means a border, because a border demarcates a country or an area and makes it stand on its own, separate from everywhere else. Sipur is a story. When you put a sequence of events together, set apart from everything else that happens, you get a story. So, says Meshech Chochma, Sfirat Zoven means that the 7 days, the Shiva Nikiyim, should be set apart as days of Tara. The days beforehand were days of Tumah. And now the Zov, or Zova, designates 7 days as being different, as being days of Tara. And the way that is done, says the Ramban, is by being, says the Meshech Chacham, is by being Boidik. The Bedikus is what separates the days apart as days of Tara. In Sfir Sa'imah, says the Meshech Chacham, it's the announcement and proclamation of what day it is, saying it prepare. That's what sets it apart. And that is the mitzvah of Sfir Sa'imah according to the Meshech Chacham. To be miyachid the days and set them apart from all other days. With this, the Meshech Chochma answers a kasha of the Rishonim in the Sugya Sfir Sa'imah in Menachos. Now the pasuk says Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. So why do we only count for 49 days? So he says no. Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. It means to designate and set these 50 days apart. The 50th day is in any case set apart by Tisa Melacha. They're keeping Yom Tov. We don't need to set it apart by announcing it. The other 49 days, they become set apart by announcing them. So according to this understanding of the Sfir Sa'imah, the way the Meshech Chochma has defined it, the din of Tzimis is Poshet. The mitzvah is to set the whole of the 49 days apart, and the way they are designated and set apart is by announcing them, prepare. But if the Moshel, someone brings Shavuos in early, that might be considered missing the Shleimus of these days being fully set apart. According to the Bahag, it's not just that every day should be set apart on its own. They all come together to give you one set, one unit of 49, 50 days that we've designated. So if one of the days is missing and you can't get that unit of 50 now, so the mitzvah is lost. And we can also perhaps understand why it's very possible that Shemea Ka'ina doesn't work for Sfiris Ha'ima. The Shulchan Aruch says, U'mitzvah akol echad lisper la'atzmoy, which the Mishabur brings from the Levush and the Chak Yaakov. They hold that the Shulchan Aruch means, there's another pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, but they hold that the Shulchan Aruch means that one can't be yoitzer of someone else's sphira. Because the Torah says, U'sfatim lochem, which means, Shetehei sphira lekol echad ve'echad, like by Arbaminim, U'kachtem lochem. You can't be yoitzer of someone else's lulav and esrog. Now, why here, by Sfiris Ha'ima punkt, should the Torah exclude from Shemei Ha'ina? And Kol HaTorah Kola Shemei Ha'ina works, and Dafka over here, by Sfiris Ha'ima, doesn't work. Why is the Torah coming with the Sfaratim Lachem to exclude Sfiris Ha'ima from Shemei Ha'ina? And the answer is that something which is purely dibur, you can be yoitzer of someone else's dibur through Shemei Ha'ina. But if the yisoid of the mitzvah is to make the day different, like the Meshech Chochma says, you can't be yoitzer by someone else making their day different. Everyone's responsible for his day, his own day. Another interesting din that we can also understand, for davening and brachas, kiddush, etc., we say that either a person should say it in his own language, in a language that he understands, or he should say it in Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. But with Sfiris Ha'ima, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he has to understand what he's saying. And even if he says it in Lashon HaKodesh, if he doesn't understand what he's saying, he's not Yoitza. He can't say it in Lashon HaKodesh if he doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So according to what we've said, it's very moving.
Kol Halashon.
If you don't know what you're saying, then you're not dedicating your day and setting it apart. So it has to be in a language that you understand. The Ramban that we mentioned before, clearly though, did not understand at least the Sofrala of Zovin by the Meshech Chochma. Because he says the Sofrala of Zovin simply means to count the days, to keep Cheshbon. But, and I say, he says, that's not a mitzvah. Whereas Ufaratim Lachem of Omer is a mitzvah. Because you're not just keeping track. By counting them, you're making them count, hence the title of this shit. You, with your sphere of a pair, you're designating the day as a day of Omer. The mitzvah is to actually set that day apart and be miyachad it as this day in the Omer. And the units of days turns into units of weeks, and that turns into a shleimus of a unit of 50 days. And the Ramban is mistapek about the Shmitin v'Yovlus. Are the basin simply keeping track of Shmitin v'Yovlus, which in which case is definitely not a mitzvah, like Sfiris Ha'ima? Or maybe it is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah will be to set this year apart and designate it as this particular year of the Shemitah and Yovel cycle. And that would be a mitzvah, and have a bracha, like Sfiras HaOmer. So what still needs explanation is, what are we being miyached these days as? What are we setting them apart to be? The Sefarno points out that from Pesach until Shavuos is exactly the harvest season. The harvest begins with the Oymah Tanufa and the Korban Oymah on the second day of Pesach, and it ends with the Mincha Chadasha of Shavuos. To show, explains the Prime Friedlander, that even though we've just experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim on the first day of Pesach, experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Nisim v'Neflois, Oysos u'Moivsim, Emal Miderech HaTeva, way above nature, but we appreciate also that the ongoing natural processes of this world, mamash everyday life, is equally the Rebbeinu Shem. So immediately after the Oysos u'Moivsim Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first day of Pesach, straight away on the second day of Pesach, we take the Reishis, the very first grains that grew naturally in the ground, and we give it to the Rebbeinu Shleinim as a sign that it's all his. And by doing that, both at the beginning of the harvest, and at the end, the Mincha Chadosh on Shavuos, we show that in fact the whole harvest is out to the Rebbeinu Shleinim. By bringing the Omer to the Beis HaMikdash, we bring the Omer to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're being Megale, we're showing of the whole harvest that it all comes from the Rebbeinu Shleinim. And that, actually, it's also all for the Rebbeinu Shleinim. The Havorah for Omer dedicates the whole harvest to Hashem. Because the whole point of parnosa and material success is to serve Hashem. So the whole harvest is nigrar bosa v'oimah. The oimah is given to Hashem in Beis HaMikdash, and the rest of the harvest is given to Hashem by it being used to enable a life of avodas Hashem. So the whole period of the kitzira of the harvest gets the Shem oimah, because it's all dedicated to Hashem via and through the bringing of the oimah at the beginning. Hence, the Rambam calls it Yemois HaOmer, Days of Omer. The Rambam in Parshas Emor says that Shavuos is called Atzeres because the Torah calls Shavuos Atzeres. And Rambam explained because it's considered to be the end of Pesach. Shavuos is the end of Pesach, and the days in between Pesach and Shavuos, says the Rambam, is a Chol HaMoed. Now, what exactly is a Chol HaMoed? Isn't it a contradiction? Either a day can be choil, or it can be a moyed. What's a choil hamoyed? And the answer is that moyed means to meet with Hashem. Choil hamoyed teaches us that even in the choil itself, we're supposed to meet Hashem. The whole harvest, which is the most mundane material pursuit, choil, becomes a moyed when it's done in order to serve Hashem. And that's the days between Pesach and Shavuos, a time which in one sense is the most mundane time of year. It's the most important time for Parnassah, the harvest, and we dedicate it all to Hashem. It's a choil, which becomes a moyed. The Pesham Shem Rafael Hirsch points out that all this is the build-up to Matan Torah. It's not a coincidence, he says, that the harvest ends with Matan Torah, because the whole tachlis of material success is only to be able to be properly mekabel the Torah. Oh, so by counting the days of Oimer, we're dedicating each day, as the Meshech Chochmah said. And its activities, however mundane, just the harvest, but we're dedicating it to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So a day which would otherwise have been nothing more than pursuing success in Olam Hazeh, material success, suddenly becomes a moyed, like the Rambam says, an extreme kirvas elikim. Now, obviously, as all the Sforim point out, the physical dischadshus of spring of the new harvest is directly linked and probably actually just a manifestation of the ruchnius ischadshus that there is at this time of year. We only just came into existence as the Am Hashem, as Oivdei Hashem on Pesach. So there's a massive new chius in ruchnius at this time of year. And that obviously works parallel to the new physical chius in the Bria that there is at this time of year. So in these first days of our new chius ruchni, we focus on the opportunities that a day gives us, and being over to Hashem, and in drawing close to Him. How? By counting the day, which, as we said from the Meshech Chochmah, really means to make it into a different sort of day. We dedicate it and elevate it into a day of Avodas Hashem. So counting the days really does make the days count. The Nesivat Sholem says that we say after Sfiras HaOmer, Letahareinu ulekadoshenu b'kedushos Chol HaOmer. So he says that Parsha Shmini, Tazriya Mitzvah and Achrayim Ois, is Litaharenu. Because Parsha Shmini is the Behemoth Temeis Utahiris, Tazriya Mitzvah is the Tum and Tahar of people, Achrayim Ois is Yom Kippur, which is the greatest day of Tahara, and Aroyas at the end of Achrayim Ois, which is also Tahara. And Kedoshim Emor and Bahar is Likadoshenu. Kedoshim is obviously Kedusha, Emor is Kedusha Fakoyanim, and Kedusha Fakoyanim, and Bahar is Kedusha Fakoyanim. So it's built into this Tekufa of the year, to this time of year, when we're setting out once again as the Am Hashem, following Pesach, it's built in the Tareinu Likadoshenu, that we dedicate ourselves to Kedusha and Tara. And then comes the Chukosai, which is Kabbalah Satoyah, and the Chukosai Teilechu Shetiyu Amein about Toyah. But the context within which we dedicate ourselves to Kedusha and Tahara is by focusing on each day on its own and making it different through Sphira, raising it to be a day during which I dedicate all of my activities, my efforts, my achievements, both in the mundane, in the material, and in Ruchnias, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We've said so many times in recent weeks the pasuk Nafshi Lashem Mishoim Laboiker, Shoimim Laboiker. Now, Nafshi Lashem is an expression of longing for Hashem. Mishoimim laboike, according to Rashi, means those waiting for the Geula. Boike is the ultimate mourning, Geula. And it says it twice to show that they never give up. Those who long for Hashem never give up on the Geula. Chuzer u'mitzapin. So, Nafshi Lashem, longing for Hashem, Shoimim laboike, anticipating the Geula, it doesn't come. Again, Shemir Rabbeike, continue to anticipate the Gola. But the Riddak says, it means that those who are Nafshi Hashem, who long for Hashem, they wait for morning. Literally for morning, because morning is a time when they can start again, davening to Hashem, serving Hashem again. So why do you say it twice? To show that those who long for Hashem appreciate each and every day as a separate, brand new, golden opportunity to once again serve Hashem. So expressing Nafshi Hashem, a longing to Hashem, and a desire for another day of life, and another day of life to daven and to serve Hashem. Shemin laboike, shemin laboike. And that's what Sphira is, recognizing the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, another day of life, and appreciating it and dedicating it to Hashem. And this is particularly pertinent at a time when we've all come face to face with issues of mortality and health, and we're worried about what the future is going to bring and how we're going to carry on. Sphira teaches us to take one day at a time and to treat a day literally as the greatest gift one can ever be given. And then to dedicate his day and all that he does in it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw a Shmaka story, which apparently the Beis Yisrael used to say over, about the Polish Aganev. So the Polish Aganev decided it's time to go big in business. He was used to all the small little petty thievery, and it's time to get big. He wanted to go now for the big deals. So he summoned a newcomer to the business, a young teenager who was just setting out in the business of thievery. And he said, if you want to earn a few coins, I have a job for you. He was very excited. This young new thief was very excited. He said, yeah, yeah. And the Polish Aganev says to him, there's a particular store. I'm giving you some coins. He gives him some coins. And he says, I'm paying you to come this evening, towards the end of the day, shortly before closing time. And you come to this store, and I'll be there in this corner of the store. And when you come in, when I give you the go-ahead, you'll look at me, and I'll give you the go-ahead, and you snatch one of the trinkets which are displayed in the front of the store. Okay, so this the young thief, the newcomer to the business, was very excited. First of all, to make a few coins, and he'll get a trinket as well. So came the end of the day, and he comes into the store, and there he sees in the corner, looking around, innocently looking around, is the Polish Aganev. And as he comes in, and the Polish Aganev makes eye contact with him, gives him the go-ahead, the young thief snatches the trinket from the storefront and makes a quick exit. The shopkeeper behind the till is an old man, and he sees that somebody's just snatched something from the front of the shop, and he rushes to try and catch him, and of course, by the time he gets to the front of the shop, the teenager is running down the street. The old man makes an effort. He runs out. He's trying to chase him. Doesn't take him very long to realize this is a non-starter. So he turns around and starts slowly walking back to his shop. And he thinks to himself, no, nishkeferich, it's just a little trinket. And he comes back into his shop and he goes to the till. And he looks inside the till and lo and behold, it's cleared. He's been cleared out. In the meantime, the Polish Shaganov is very smug and happy with himself, and he's watching on what's going on with a smile on his face, deep satisfaction. His plan worked perfectly. Said the Beis Yisrael, that Polish Shaganov is the Sotan, is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah makes us so busy with all the Kleinigkeiten, and sometimes more than just Kleinigkeiten, but all the distractions in life, to be able to ganev and make the big ganeva and snatch from us our tachlis. And that's really what Sphere is all about, keeping our eyes on the goal, on the gift of a day, on what it means to have a day of avodas Hashem, and not chas v'shalom to lose the tachlis of that day by all the side distractions, but rather to count the day and thereby make it count. Reb Chaim Friedlander brings from the Sefer Chemdas Yomim. He says that the Sod V'Shorish Avoyda wrote in his Savar to his children that the first Musa Sefer they should learn, Rishon Lekol Sifrei Musa Tulmidu, Sefer Chemdas Hayomim. So the Chemdas Hayomim writes, Ki Hayomim O'Eile, these days of Sira, Heim Le'ois U'Lemoifus V'Kol Hashana Kula. It's a sign for the whole year. It sets the whole year. Ki Im Yirbe Bohem B'Toyre V'Mitzvah, if a person increases in the days of Sira in Toyre and Mitzvah, that's how it's going to be the whole year. So we should be zeicher. All Yidden should be zeicher to gesund, to yeshuas and refuas. So we should have the ability to dedicate ourselves to be ovdei Hashem, and that will be ovdei Hashem be an ois u'moifes lekol hashana kula. And through that should be niskayin the tefillah that we say with Sfiras Omer, Aracham onu yachzelam avodes beis hamikdash limkoyma limheiri amenu amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.